Yes, you was when you were Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your lives? You can greet of your brethren.
And
tell them, are you ready to be a pastor? An apostle? A prophet? An evangelist? A teacher? As the word of God is. Tell them. God no more wants priests without knowledge.
Just
then when the Old Testament was finishing, the mouth of the priest ought to have knowledge. Now you ask them that. What are they to do to become that priest with knowledge? For in the Hosea 4 he says, if you reject knowledge, me too I chase you from being a priest. No generations past are being closed out.
You
move with the new generation with the full knowledge of God. You'll no more be able to go and serve God in this world
if
you speak things you have no knowledge about. That in the light of the word. But you'll be the one to get shamed.
You'll
be the one naked and we've clothed up. And they see in the many you get shamed. To understand what is preached.
Don't
be a sheer terror. You speak things not clear. Committed a case in the midst of the world.
We
promised and he said, Isaiah 40 verse 5, that this knowledge, it will spread everywhere. All with flesh will get to know about it. Those with flesh, I know many. Those many with flesh.
Yes, he was with
praise you. Jesus much.
So,
keep time good to you. Made a perfected priest. Never gift you are in. Jesus made us kings and priests.
But
though he made us, chosen to be a hero when you're young,
and
raised up in the conduct meant to be an heir, and grown you to be this the real heir.
So, no one could
though you hear that you are a pastor, you are an evangelist, but not yet reached to be proven in the book of the Lord. Though he knew that you will be that right from your mother's womb, even before you were there, and you meant to be a prophet, apostle, or any spiritual gift, but you are on your journey to become that. Think if the doctor did go to study, being a doctor, would they have been a doctor? What about a teacher? If they didn't go to study, would have become a teacher?
Because
it's possible to become. Now the one who was the teacher initially, who taught them? Who taught Adam?
Adam,
is the first teacher we have in the world.
He's
the first shepherd, he's the first prophet, apostle. He's the first
everything.
All gifts of the world, he was the first in them. And he was taught by God. Is it not that? But let's put that aside. You go move, think of it, that you are an apostle, that you are a pastor. No qualities which make you that.
That
called in a way to be put that will be a heir. Yet not yet gotten inheritance.
So
now we must move on even today to we'll be prepared by God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We want
move on with God's worldwide promised call on this nation of Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we still see that call, the call of God on the nation of Uganda, as it was marked in prophecies, those released in the AD, from right in Uganda and outside Uganda.
We
still see the vision from outside Uganda, the Australian vision.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Which
has four pillars. Build up that vision. Been long on the second pillar. It's broad enough. In where we see why the man meant to head God's final work on the planet Earth. Has to be like Prophet Elijah.
Moses.
As heir to the throne of David. Winded up to see very many reasons. Why that man is to be like Prophet Elijah.
And
to be like Prophet Moses. When we reached our general reason. Why that man is to be like Prophet Elijah.
Moses.
Which gives us double portion. Of anointing. Appeared in Prophet Elijah. Now we saw many reasons.
For
in the general reason, there are seven reasons. We are on the sixth reason, still explaining it.
Shows
us anointing of double portion
of
the Holy Spirit in His fullness. They are the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled. The sign of the two lampstands. They flow in God's final work on the planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Where we saw steps through which you be filled with the Holy Spirit. After we understood them, we don't see where anointing of double portion of the Holy Spirit in the fullness. How they work as the Word of God is. Praise Jesus much.
It's
to say we're taking off the seven seals of the seven spirits. From the Word of God. Because you be filled with the Holy Spirit, they are the seven spirits of God. And they have been doubled.
Be
filled light of the Word of God. Together be filling the knowledge of God and His glory.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
and we know we have to see all the seven seals of the seven spirits.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much. We decided to begin with the Spirit of the Lord. The seventh seal of the Spirit of the Lord.
And
we see the way Spirit of the Lord works in double portion as the Word of God is.
So,
because He holds double portion,
first
got out single portion, we finished it.
And we saw
when He works in single portion as the Word of God is. Where we understood the existence of God the Father, the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus, and God the Spirit, known most as Spirit of the Lord. Praise Jesus much.
Give
their image and their likeness on their throne.
So
when we wanted to know when they came to exist, discovered they are the beginning and the end, right and above the heavens.
Look, I
see the way the Spirit of the Lord works in double portion as the Word of God is. It speaks of Jesus ascended through all the heavens, moved to above the heavens. Above the heavens, the beginning and the end, and it's God the Father.
It
began with God the Word and God the Spirit. Praise Jesus
Christ.
We searched what's above the heavens and we discovered it. See how above the heavens looks like and what is up there. Look at Revelation 21, the verse 105. There we find the new heavens and the new earth, and they are unending. Praise Jesus much. Why did we ask ourselves what is beyond above the heavens? And we saw the everlasting, and it's God the Father, together with His Word, the Lord Jesus. Jesus and the Holy Spirit. When we winded that up, what the Father began like that in His Word, His Holy Spirit, then we, how do we come to exist? Took us in the Psalms 90, verse 1 into 5. We too were there above the heavens. Before heaven and earth existed. Discovered much in Ephesians 1, in the verse 3 to 5, chose us from him before the earth existed to be children for him.
And
according to Psalms 82, in the verse 6 and 7, all creation in heaven and earth, we were above the heavens, and we called the children of God, and we were God. When we finish that, move to see how we came to exist. We began to understand all creations in heaven and earth,
their
spirits were gotten from God the Word, the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise Jesus much. Remember in John 1:16, all us from His fullness we were given.
And
you prove even John 15
that
is the true vine, branches gotten from Him.
It's
so much how we gotten from Jesus. In that our same journey,
we
reached to search how our spirits look like. And we look to see our spirits, we ourselves, creations in heaven and earth, how we are gotten from Christ, and the way we look like. Praise Jesus.
Here
we have seen many things and search how we look like. And we discovered it. Some of those we looked at.
Colossians 15:45.
God is the life-giving spirit.
And
we are created spirits from Him. God the Word. Discovered it, that we too, our spirits, they remain in the image of God.
See,
in Genesis 1:26, made in the image and likeness of God. What differentiates us from God, the Word we've gotten from, He is the life-giving spirit. We are created spirits from Him. Praise Jesus
Christ.
Ecclesiastes 12:6, all us from His fullness we were given. Yet we moved on to look to, according to Job, spirit can stand but it's not
step
on the ground.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So we
now when we reached there, and we entered to understand our spirits, they look like the outward man. And the difference is one.
The
outward man has private parts.
The
inner man has not. Is the spirit. Second Corinthians 4:16. Though the outward man is perishing, but the inward man
is
being renewed every day.
And
when we finished that, came many questions in there. And they said the inner man, the spirit. We hear that the soul, the living soul, the living soul.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Even this body.
So
we go to Thessalonians 5:23. We go to keep our spirits holy together with our souls, even our bodies.
We
move on, differentiate those words.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That we read separating between the spirit, the soul, even this body. But we ended as we looked. There are some people who say it. That they are teaching of halves and those liars. And they say all other creations except human beings and angels, that they have no spirits, reached to say the other time that the body, if it's of heaven, known as the living soul, if it's of the world, known as flesh and blood, it has no spirit in it, and it is dead. Is that not the last heading? And we read in the James, James 2:26, that the body without a spirit, it is dead, as faith without works.
So
we look too much. So, Numbers 16:22, God of all spirits with bodies.
Look,
not one type of body.
According
to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, part 9 downwards, there are a heavenly bodies, even the earthly bodies. Look to bodies of animals, the birds and the fish, and them too have spirits in them. Move even see the sun, the moon and the stars,
covered them,
have spirits in their lives. This time we move on to analyze spirits of creation in heaven and earth, how they look like.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Era bwe twasembayo wali eri mu kitabo ky'okubala 2:16 batugamba Katonda w'emyoyo gyonna.
They said the God of spirits of all with bodies,
era nga alonda abakulembeze,
chooses leaders.
Tumanyane mu bantu bwe kiri tulinamu abakulembeza abatukulembera.
Have leaders leading us.
Mu nsolo tulinamu empologoma.
Animals we have a lion.
Ate mu binyonyi tulinamu empungu.
Birds we have the eagle.
Mu bamalayika tulinayo ebibinja musanvu.
Angels we have seven commanders.
Kali ngulaba. Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Sayo twachi nyonyuka tubako wetutuse.
Plain that we reached somewhere.
Naye tubatuliyawo.
It has been there.
Nitulirambu waliyo middle man.
Had that there is a middle man.
Kubanga tuulira nti omwoyo,
we hear the spirit,
ye muntu w'omuntu,
the inner man.
Na ye soul omuntu wawa.
The soul is a man of where?
Kubanga tulinayo omuntu w'okungulunga gwe mubiri.
Outward man, it's the body.
So twagala twekebeje
walero. We want to analyze today.
Kubanga twasema nga tuulidde.
We ended we had heart.
Emyoyo gyaffe gibikibwako obikizi w'omubiri.
Spirits are just covered with bodies.
Okusinya bye twala mu Yobu esule
what we saw in Job 10, the verse 6 downwards.
This
is what we want to look to. The inner man, the spirit. The middle man, called the living soul, And the outward man, known as flesh and blood. Apostle, even that, you
don't
know that. We are called to knowledge. When they ask you of that,
let
anointing flow to finish up well.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus. But they don't expect that man to be there.
You don't
know where you can begin to think of it.
So
we want to see today the inner man, the spirit, the middle man, the living soul, and the outward man, flesh and blood. Still you would not have understood.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
now as we move on, Bible begins with us saying, according to Job,
Yobu esura no katandika ne Thessalonica.
Let's begin with Thessalonians.
Ekisoka 5:23.
1 Thessalonians 5:23.
Ngatugambiwe bigambo
23 verse 23. We are told these words.
Abasesalonika ekisoka esura ya 5 olunyo lwa 23.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23.
Era Katonda w'emirembe yennyini abatuukirize ddala era omoyo gwamwe.
Soma bulungi.
Basesalonike kisoke sura ya 5 nyolwa 2.
Basesalonians 5 verse 23.
Era Katonda w'emirembe yennyini abatuukirize ddala era omoyo gwamwe N'obulamu n'omubiri byonna awamu bikumibwenga awatali kunenyezebwa okujja okwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Twalongoosa ensobi eri mu Luganda olwo.
We corrected the mistake in the Luganda Bible.
Kubanga y'Oluzungu egamba.
For the English Bible says.
Nti era Katonda ow'emirembe. Katonda ow'emirembe jambwe.
The God of your peace.
Abatukuzinga.
Sanctify you.
Era emyoyo jambwe.
And your spirit.
N'emmeemeza mwe.
And your souls.
Awamu n'emibiri jambu.
Together with your bodies.
Bikumibwenga bitukufu.
Be reserved blameless.
Okutuka okuda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
And through the coming of the Lord Jesus.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus much.
Tulaba bano bonsatuli.
We see the three.
Tulaba omwoyo.
We see the spirit.
Tulaba emmeeme.
We see the soul.
Ne tulaba omubiri.
And we see the body.
Butuito mbino omusaayi.
It's called flesh and blood.
Babera wa.
Where do they reside?
Era bantu bameka abatababe bantu kibosubira oba butonde ki?
And which creation do they expect?
Wiyinzo kuba ngate buyina mitendere.
Which can appear not to have those three?
Wanga abambagamba.
For others say it.
Ngojeka abantu ne bamara
beside human beings and angels.
Yo butondo bulabo nate buyina ono masika oliasuka.
Creations has not the one who is first.
Umuntu wo munda.
The inner man.
Spirit.
The spirit.
Omwoyo.
The spirit.
Kare bangamba ntine obutonde bonno obulaya bonno
all other creations
bulina chetuito ememe
they have the soul
ate no mubiri
even the body
wetuito mbi no musa
which we call flesh and blood
yes you ever see
praise Jesus
kati ari wakati yani
now who is in the middle
twinawo inner man
we have the inner man
we moyo
it this
we moyo gweke nyine
you yourself
twinawo middle man
we have the middle man
yani
who is that is the soul
obe meme na
the living soul
obo mukomura
the living soul
aye tulinao outer man obo mtu woku
outward man
ye mubiri no mushaka
the flesh and blood
twita body
which we call the body
obo balabyo batonna balaba
seen them or not
obalabye
have you seen them
yagana imutume kati middle man twa mujje
so where did we get the middle man
yawandika
where was he written
gweto mulabye ngali wakati
have you seen is in the middle
mama za yebigambe bitwa nabo bali mabba
we see whether he's a sight
ari ruddawa
where is he
in the middle
aga naye mutume kati
other say apostle right now
kali tshwina chakora kubira katonda yakuyigiriza
it's God who taught you
simanyo bo mulimbira
rely on his behalf
naye kati mulimbira gwetobira
my lying on his behalf don't you see it
ebigambe byo
those words
you are spilled
omoyo
and
era
wabira wo we waje
there is the gap there the line dividing
you are soul
ememeyo
and
era
your body
no mubirigo
babate baulwa kubao ali wakati na aliwa
don't they differentiate who is in the middle and who is not
sasa manyoro zungu
I'm not learn much in English
na yemu bwaka baka bwa
but in the kingdom of God I learn so much
kati yao wakati yoso bulo mubuka
now can you skip the middle one is in the middle
Yes, you have
spirit. Praise Jesus much.
So na yeye.
But
emeo jafe.
Our spirits.
Febe nyini.
We ourselves.
Bwetubera mba mu mibiri jaba mara.
You and bodies of angels.
Babira ba bikibwa ko gwetuita middle man.
They are covered the middle man.
Gwe mubiri ogu ogwitibwe meme na.
The body we call the living soul.
Obo mukomura.
The living soul.
So bwetubera eno munsi.
If we are in this world.
Abali bajibwa ko mbiri ogu obuguru.
We've been gotten off the body of heaven.
Meyo jafeje bajibikidwa ko mbiri no musa.
Our spirits are covered with flesh and blood.
Ye muntu woku nguru.
That's the outward man.
Gwetusome nyo wano.
Whom we read most here.
Okusinzira kuba kolise ekyo kubira sulo yokona.
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Olonyi uno olwekome nomukaga
in this verse 16
tugambiwa bwetu
we are told like this
abakolinse ekyo kubire sule yokuna onyole 10 nomukaga
so that's why we do not faint
kubanga niwe nkwado omuntu wafuku
our outward man
we mubiri no musayi
the flesh and blood
wetumanyinga body
we know as body
agwao
he is perishes
ngabo muraba bwakadiwa
as you see we ages
yes ye bazi
praise Jesus
agena maso nokadiwa na
on get old
kaka uno mwambula
till you unclothe him
na yechi gambi dwante omuntu wafuomu
the inner man
omoyo gwafu
our spirits
bobera mchigambo kuba gudishiba bujja
bujja na bujja renewed every day
Karate waliwo wetutanalaba wano yaja di.
Not yet seen here, he comes when.
Ono gwetuita ememe na.
This we call the living soul.
Obo muko omulamu.
The living soul.
Kubanga he want tumulabye naye wali mbatesonika tumulabye.
Not seen him here yet in Thessalonians we've seen him.
Kakati waliwo ekyawandikibwa kino.
Oh, there's this scripture.
Ekitera okumwogera kenye mirundi mingi.
Speaks most of him many times.
Wankubadde ali mu Bible emirundi mingi ono middleman.
Though in the Bible many times the middleman.
Ayitibwa ememe.
Called the soul.
Enamu.
Living soul.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus.
But
we speak in many scriptures. Most brings him to show is there.
In 2
Corinthians 5.
It
goes to say that we, while in this body,
who
the inner man, while in this body, imagine that time.
You know,
how the inner man, the outward man, but the middle man, known as the soul, I don't have him. I speak saying that we, me, while in this body, I groan to be clothed, the body from heaven.
Lest
when I clothe this, I am found naked.
You
have understood that.
Lest when I taken off
the outward man I have now, flesh and blood, I find another cloth in the middle. How long has been in the middle? I groan while in this body. I clothe the body from heaven.
I
don't want to first be unclothed. I want to first be clothed. Clothed, they are going to put the other wear. Yet it's easy. If I will be unclothed, I found I'm clothed. I say, okay. I've taken off my coat. They find me clothed a shirt. The shirt is where? It's in the middle.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Let's read Corinthians, we see.
2
Corinthians 5, verse 1.
Kubanga tumanyi nti, obanga nyumba ya feyensi sile yomu seri abizibwa, tuline ya zimbibwa everi katonda, enyumba etazimbibwa na mikono, eye mirembe ne mirembe eyo muguru. Onyolo okubiri kubanga tusinda mweno nga twegomba kwambazibwa ennyumba ya feri eva muguru. Onyolo okusatu bwe tuli ambazibwa mpozi tulemwa okusangibwa nga tuli bwerere.
Ulidagamba.
Have you heard he says?
Nti nze ngandi mweno.
Me while in this body.
Nsinda nyambazibwa eva
muguru. I groan be clothed the body from heaven.
Nti mukisera we nayambulibwa.
The time I'll be unclothed.
I will
be found when I clothed long a body from heaven. Now see, when you get born again, you know when he died in Adam, he took away the middleman from us, the heavenly body, gave us this outward man.
Because
we want to have a guarantee.
Tugamba ba noli ba mutuwe kati.
We said that even the other is given us now the middle man.
Omubiri gwo mugu.
The heavenly body. The living soul.
Obula to waliyo ba nafe bonga ba mulino
lwe. Yet our brethren they have him already.
Obutonde.
All other creations.
Obugamba fetulindira kumwe.
I just are waiting on you. They have the spirit. They have the middle man.
Omubiri gwo mugu.
The heavenly body.
Baino bino
musa. Have flesh and blood. Yet in human beings, except those born again, they are proven before God, and they have that middle man.
Other
time, the one who taught us told us,
human
beings are the ones with that man, middle man, the middle man,
whom
we call the soul. That they have him and they have the body. Yet. Okay, you thought of what concerning the soul?
They said
that the soul is a demon moving around. There are those who say that demons moving around. Others say it's the mind.
abagamba bwe bwongo
n'omutima naye
jjukira obwongo n'omutima biri ku mubiri guno gwe mubiri guno mu luzungu bagiyita
body system
kaleto yinza gwawula
kati not separate it
n'oyawulako obwongo bufuuke emmeeme
mind to be the soul
mwakikolanga
muti how did you do that
kakati okusinya ku bakolisi
now according to this Corinthians
bakolisi chokubiri 5
second Corinthians 5
batudia mukonyoro kusana olokona
beat the first 3 and 4
abakolisi chokubiri sura ya 5 onyoro kusatu
second Corinthians 5 and the verse 3
botuli ambazibwa mpozi tulemo kusangibanga tuli bwerere olunyoro kuna kubanga fe abali munsisire eno tusinda nga tuzitowererwa si kubanga twagala okwambula wabula okwambazibwa ogogufa gulyoke gumirwa obulamu
ulide kyagamba
you hear what he says
agamba sagala kusoka kujja ko muntu wakuru
first take off the outward man
naye njagala nsoke
I want to fast
nyambazibwe
be clothed
gulyo oguva mugu
the body from heaven
ono eba muleta bamutekawa
when they bring this body they put him where
Simanyo wa mwakoze experiment.
I don't know whether they made an experiment of that.
Bo batona zayo muonde gwa
COVID. If you're not yet born again.
Weranga bora ba ekijanja.
Appear like a bean seed.
Nsigo ekijanja
ali. Bean seed.
Eri mwaka antu akamera ketuito muonde gwa gwe chimere
cho. The one which grows the spirit of that seed.
Kamera katini nyoka bera masikati.
It's a small thing like that.
Kakati bobejulamu bwo.
If you break it in the middle of the seed.
Ukashingana kali wakati
ya. You find it in the middle of it.
Nozako mubiri gwako.
You put back its body.
Kali nako no rususu
ku. Also has a skin on the body.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kati abantu otana za mundu gwako babira bwe bali.
Not born again appear like that.
Abera no rususu runo no nyama yako.
This skin and the spirit is nearing the body.
Wabula atesingo bozaido munde gwokubi.
If you are born again.
No webwa omuntu gwetu iso masika.
Even the middle man.
Gotumanyingo mbiri okuva mu.
No as the heavenly body.
Otukanga olinganga bula bo muyembe.
Which appear like a mango.
Muyembe gulino mubiri olususu.
A mango has a skin.
No mubiri ogwo oguddaka okutulya.
The next flesh body we eat.
Wabula ngo mazo kulya ako bulungi.
After you've eaten of the ripened body.
Oddaka unga waliwe chambale ichigumu.
Reach, find a hard cloth, covered.
Muchiita mtie chechamba.
What do you call that cloth?
Sibayo muchiita nyo naye. Bomara no chiuza boti chambale
ichu. You tear that cloth apart.
Odamu no singano mubiri gwa muite nsigo.
Find another body you call the seed.
Kati ogugwe mubiri ogujja wakati ya.
That's the body coming in the middle is there.
Singa ogombiri gwo ite nsigo ogwabuluza.
What do you call seed if you tear it apart?
Oja singana kanti wakakamera wakati eri.
Something small nsigo. Grow in the middle of the seed.
Oya vero moyo wadda.
That is the real spirit.
Omanya meyo ja fichije ejili yawe eminene.
Spirits are not big per se.
Neji wakubaji ina manjiso ukubira mubiri ogwenkana size yonna.
They can fit in the body of any size.
Urwa manyi.
By the powers.
Kati wali waga nichirai kwa moyo guba munene.
Perhaps the spirit is big.
Omoyote guba munene nyune guba na manyi manji.
But it holds much powers.
Okustulebi nene.
To carry big things.
Nisi ganti guli njo kuba guli giant.
Not that it can be a giant spirit.
Chongora kusobola okujja mbuli mubiri.
That's why it can fit in every size of body.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kansubira inachotegedde wakati yao.
Understood something in the middle there.
Bozali omuntu gokuyoberanga omuyembe.
Born again you are like a mango.
Nati ubatu nazali boberanga.
Born again.
Igura bichi.
You appear like a bean seed.
Toba na muntu wakati yao.
Don't have the middleman. The middleman is not there.
Bakubati twakoze experiment.
Because we didn't make an experiment of that.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
So chetuleso obacho twagala okwongera okutegeeza.
We want to move on tell you.
Ndimukanyumera kanonga tulabengereje twajwa kumukama wa Yesu
wakuru wekuru. We see how we gotten from Jesus above the heavens.
Yeye na ajyo butonde mulamu gune.
All spirit of creation in heaven and earth.
Twatu katwagala okulaba.
We reached wanting to see.
Emiyo jafefe benyine obutonde bonamu gune.
Our spirits we creation in heaven and earth.
Tufanagana tutia.
How do we look like?
Kakati tubatu chetegereza.
Now as we to look like.
Tushingana
and we find.
Na waliwo
that there is a soul and there is the body. And they confuse us who is the rightful. Praise Jesus.
So
to help you differentiate that. You know, if you say that the soul is called the middle man, that's the mind, or it's the heart. As if you say the first body God gave us in Adam, called the living soul, that it became what? Mind and heart. It does not connect. First steps when given bodies through Adam, we were given a body called living soul, the living soul. If you say the soul, it's the brain.
Adam
initially became the living brain. You read in the Genesis. Genesis 2, verse
6 and 7.
Genesis 2, from verse 6.
Naye olufune lulinnya okuva mu nsi, ne lutonya amazzi ku nsi yonna. Olunyolo omusanvu, Mukama Katonda n'abumba omuntu n'enfuufu y'ensi, n'amufuwamu mu nnyindo, omukka ogw'obulamu.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. In the English language, Genesis 2, 6 and 7, when mist rose up on the world, water poured on the world,
and
God formed the
earth
man. In that time we call him man. If you read Genesis, God formed man. But which man?
Time we speak of
the middle man. He said, breathed in him.
The
man became a living soul. We call it living soul. Now when
they
say,
Adam,
time Adam is made,
the
living soul.
And
you say became the mind, brains. If the brain is what you call the soul, even the heart on it.
It's
that time man became a living brain, and it's what moved on. Does it come?
Uganda
used that it became a living breath. Living breath. But the truth, it became a living soul. For the living soul explains another thing. Explains the situation of that body that can vanish and you disappear. All are right. The one wants to understand early, they use the living soul.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Akati,
now, if you look to Genesis, Genesis 6, 2, verse
7,
a man became a living soul. The living soul.
He
became a living soul. Living soul.
When
you say the soul is the brain, and it's the heart also. As if you say, he appeared with the brains and the hearts. And he moved. And he moves with what?
So, mukusoka,
now initially, God created us through Adam.
He covered
us bodies called living soul. Living soul. The heavenly body.
We first
appear to sin in the garden. The body is taken from us. Given the flesh and blood. Now today, while in this body,
won't
be restored the body we had before.
In
time you see God creating the Genesis. Genesis
1, 27.
Genesis 2,
7. If
God created Adam himself, the spirit.
In
that time he was not creating the spirit of Adam.
He was
an outward man on that time.
Ah, kubanga omwoyo emyoyo gyali gyabaawo dda.
Spirits happen to be long time.
Wano twali yali amubikkako bubisi.
Now he was just covering him.
Ngamubikkako mbi n'omusaayi.
And he covered him with flesh and blood.
Kubanga amubikkako emmeme namu.
He covered him the living soul.
Kati ono okungulu ono gwe babumba si ye muntu yennyini.
The covered is not the real man.
Muntu w'omundu
oli inner man.
Muntu wa kungulu.
It's the outward man. In angels, as I told you, heavenly bodies. What's called living soul? Or heavenly bodies. It's their outward man.
Us
with flesh and blood.
It
became the outward man. Get again body from heaven. Comes the middle man.
Yeah. Kuba singa tubadde tulina guno.
If we did have this body.
Mbiri jafu ne jijja jibikibwako.
Emeo jafu ne
jibikibwako.
Spirits are covered.
Okuva muguru.
From heaven.
Okugwe gwandi badde owokunguru.
That would have been the outward.
Nyoro okuba kati ate tugende tuwe waguli.
We go be given the other.
Okuva muguru. Atore tega tulina ne guno.
And already we have this.
Kati guli gwati kusoba kuba omuntu wako.
The other cannot be the outward man.
Tubatya tumuyita wa masikani.
We call him the middle man.
Na yibi gambe ebyo.
By those words. Who is confused? Fear not raise a hand if you're confused. We explain them when we read them. Praise the name of the Lord.
Sumba Benjamin Gemanya.
Pastor Benjamin by name.
Nzenkitegedde bwe nti
have understood it like this.
Kuba mbadde nkyebuuza ali wetugambiddwa nti olufu we lulinnyira Katonda yali abumba
middleman
emmeeme namu kaakati awo neefuna engeri
y'ekibuuzo
naye omwoyo nannyambako nkitegedde bwe
nti
oba engeri eno oba ntuufu.
I wonder whether it's right.
Nsaba kumusana.
I request light on it.
Juzi twalaba engeri emyoyo gyaffe gye gyava ku Katonda kigambo.
Last time we saw how our spirits came from God with the word.
N'engeri gye gifaanana.
And how they look like.
Kale twafuna engeri ennyangu.
We got an easy way.
Nti ffe ekitiibwa kyaffe kyassibwako wansi.
Our glory was lowered down.
N'engeri emyoyo gyaffe gifaanana Katonda kigambo.
Our spirits appear like God with the word.
Ne twawukanya ekitiibwa.
We separated in glory.
Ate ne tulaba.
And then we saw.
Nti omuntu bw'amala omwoyo gwe nga weeguli gwaweebwa omubiri ogw'omwoyo oguyitibwa soolo. Omuntu bw'amala okufa mu lubereberye essatu bamuggyako soolo nga soolo oyo twamulaba afaananira ddala ate
spiriti
mu kifaananyi kye kati bwe bamuggyako soolo ne bamuwa guno ogw'ennyama.
They give him body of flesh and blood.
Iranga gusibwa ke kitibo.
And they have lowered its glory.
So ninyangu ibo kitegera bwenti.
God is to understand it like this.
Nti twajja tusibwa okuva mu kitibwa.
They being lowered in own glories.
Irabwe tubanga tulowoza okuddayo mu kitibwa kiri kye twalimu.
Go back in the glory we were in.
Era tu yino following emitendere.
Have to follow those criteria.
Kukutegera kutufu.
That is right understanding.
Katulaba atoliya.
Let us see the other.
Wawa buzabuzidwa.
If you are confused. Praise Jesus, brethren. Evangelist Stephen. Starting from Genesis 2, verse 7.
Tulabanga babumba
ememe. We see that they form the living soul.
Wabula tulabye nti ememe.
But we've seen that the soul.
Atira ni bamalaika jibalimu.
Even angels possess it. And that's what they have. We call it the heavenly body. What I ask, we see the heavenly body.
Adam,
he was given it.
He
turned to live after they have breathed in him. But angels, even their bodies, they first breathed in them.
Okay, ekibuzo kyo kiri awo.
Your question is there.
Manyi emotoka eyo togiranga namu.
Don't you see that car is proper?
If you don't start with the key, it cannot start moving. The
breath,
the breath in us is the starter.
To connect
spirit to the body, given us to the oxygen outside.
The
breath given us is the starting.
The
children you birth, they breath in them.
Connecting
them, they can fight connect on the oxygen.
Kati echo kibaho ku butonde bonna bwe yali abutonda.
Kuba tebusobola
kwetandika
ne kati. Cannot start themselves to breathe.
I know what starter.
You have to give them a starter, breathe in them. Catch it and they move on.
Ninge bannamu nga bulabe motoka eyo.
Living like that car.
Kati kirino oleta kisumuzo
n'okola. Bring the key, start the engine. It starts on to move. That is the breath you read of.
It's given
us that connect us to breath which living always.
It's breath of life.
It's called the breath of life.
Eno.
That breath, oxygen.
Go so
come off face was away.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
I'm
evangelist toppers. I thank God much. Reveals us many secrets.
Mbadde nsaba okubuuza kino ekibuuzo ku Lwomwoyo Mutukuvu.
I asked this question by the Holy Spirit.
Atulaba malaika.
We see angels.
Kantandike kwa malaika abagwa.
Let me start from fallen angels.
Boba ina dead soul.
They have a memento.
Omoyo omufu.
The dead soul.
Naye tulaba abantu wano ku nsi basobola manifesting.
We see they can manifest on the world.
Nebalabisibwa
and they manifest
era nokalaba ntaka alien
and you see the alien appearing
ngate kali muso
and they yet they are on with a soul body. Then I have a question there.
Facing abantu ambulu omubiri,
if the unclothers of this body
chichech tulobera okumanifestinga,
what hinders us to manifest?
Kuba bolya unandiye gombi,
or perhaps I would have desired
it. Unakulumwa okutunulya kunga bambula omutuku,
one day to see when they unclothe the holy one.
Nengamba uyo uya
agenze
obo chagalo kirabosobola.
If you want to see it, you can.
Kubanga biko atume musambu
in the Acts 7.
Stephen yali alengera ebiri akyaliko mu mubiri katono.
Stephen was still in the body.
Ninga atalengera eguru lya kudda alengera ne kitafu.
So heavens open, they see the Father. It is possible. What stops us?
It
does God that we see them. It's Ecclesiastes chapter
1.
Generation go and the other come when they don't know where they have gone. Even Ecclesiastes say, no one asks of those who
went.
No one will get back tell you what is out there. They would have seen us. And the second question. We are promising this God's final work. We are going to work with the angels.
And
they are going to manifest physical. Stand this, my brethren, an angel.
Banachusa soul by full body.
Will they turn their living soul body, make it a body of flesh and blood?
God
will give them ability to make bodies for themselves.
The problem of this,
any body of flesh and blood, you may not bear the fight involved in the body of flesh and blood. You know the fight. But if you look to Judges,
the
angel came in the glorious body like of heaven, yet they had lowered its height and
it
didn't appear like Revelation 10. Steps on Africa and touched the door of heaven.
mumbiri jabwe eri mukitibwe ekisembe
kyebalimu wali in which they are in the glory of heaven
estufu atabaso okujja mubiri ogu gwegumu naye nga bagusize ekitibwe
same body and they have lowered the glory
bagusiza ko obugulumivu
they have lowered the height of it
naye kizibwe kinzo okubera osinga bekolero mbino
omusa problem which happened which we make flesh and blood
yaba singana nga bawasane bamenye ebiragiro byo
find them marrying breaking God's commands
kubanga mako 12
for mark 12
mtanabiri musa
25:27
ino kubanga abamalaika betudda
yeri be like angels
yeri kuwasa teri kufumbira
no marrying not getting married
urawe yekolero mbino musane kumfukire
ekizi flesh blood comes a problem to him
irabo babanga bakuchali
if they visit you
no la malaika gama njagara uwasa
angel tell you I want to marry you immediately disqualify him
kubanga bayinza okuchalira sister
you can visit the sister
nagwa mukwano mbona ali ne malaika
in love that with an angel
oba malaika nga yekole dombiri gwe chikazi
made a body of a female and they meet a brother
sebyo tebabikola mbiri gwawe
don't do that their body
era musobobera wawo ne bali yange mere bo chanjo che
mulubuto they are burning food within their stomach
tebakugamba ko tugendeke manjo
don't
Uganda.
Tell you let's go to toilet
enako musabu tebabuza tugende mu toilet
they don't ask we go toilet
era bora malaika abuza ya toilet eriwa
where is the toilet
ngomanya wali wechi
you know something is wrong
kubabwe babali emmero mbiri kwa nguli na amanyi manje gujo cha bocha
their body has much power it burns the food
umurabu za kayuka liwa
you see them
kayuka liwa toy
where is the toilet
umanya wali wechi zivuka
you know something is wrong now
ubanga kugamba tugendeko mundo
oh they tell you let's go to the disco
umugabo mbiri okubembuliko waguje
the body which jumps in disco where did you get it from
wanje
kama fese bazwe
praise the name of the Lord
neba zakatonda kitafulo kisache
I thank the Father for his mercy
amanya umushubiro mbulizi wengiri Jeremiah Godfrey
I'm name pastor and evangelist Godfrey
nsaba kubuza kwa moyo mtukufu
blessing to us by the Holy Spirit
tulaba mbili ogwa muguru
we see the heavenly body
ogwa Adam asoka
given in art to Adam initially
ogwo muambazibwa omoyo gwe
clothed on his spirit
nego mujibwako
but it's taken from him
namba zibwako no mbili gwe tuina sawo
clothed his flesh and blood we possess now
oluvanyola okwono
after sinning
kabuzo kwa ikaka no kajira
question cometh here
singo muntu afuna obuzibu kuguru kwe
if a person get a problem on their leg
kuno kulabika
this physical leg
obo mukono
or the hand
neba kutemako
and it's cut off
kubanga tulaba nti omoyo muntu yenyini ayimiride
naye. For we see the spirit is an independent man stand.
Kati omoyo guno go gusigalanga guyimiride mu seyo moyo ngo.
Now the spirit remains with its spiritual leg or it's also cut off.
Omanye chindo chiri very normal.
That thing is very normal.
Uchimanyi ntio inza nokwera bila nto inakuguru.
You can even forget you don't have a leg.
Gwengo moyo chera bila.
As the spirit you forget.
Urumuno situkota mbe ugendo linya.
You walk you step the leg is physically not there.
Go kusigara gwini
rero. The spirit remains standing.
Wewe ndeko anoruanga tusayimuka. Niwe kanga rumu atengo yagala yimuka.
Find you want to stand up.
No can position.
The leg cannot.
Go moyo kusigara sebute kure made.
Spirit remains not lame.
Irabo bera muno omuntu omasekati.
The middle man with you.
Mtu yisombira okuva.
Yana
gote gure mara.
It too is never lame.
Kadu inzo kwekanga rumunga wera bidi.
Find one day you forgot.
Ngozi tukomanyi.
You stand up, you think there are two legs with you.
Nadanga wakazuka.
Mostly when you've just woken up.
Era uje wegendereza abantu abamwa abalema
ali nomuga. Olumwa
inzo kwera bila
nasu. Atenzi can forget this stick. They stand.
Agenda na bangenda kwa mama.
They are going to fold, they pick their stick. Support them.
Kubanga go moyo tegukiriza bulema.
People doesn't admit lemness.
Moyo tegukiriza kadwa.
And the spirit doesn't admit and accept to get old.
Era chovura ofune ntondo ngo kadirira.
That's why you get complicated as you mature, you are getting old.
Akugamba icho tosobola
chistu. Tell you can't carry that is no 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 no. I can carry.
Mzee yoraga wa.
Old man, where are you going?
Twalerianze ndi mzee.
Am I old man?
okubanga omwoyo gwo tegukadi wakati osigala okayana muli nga tokiriziganya na bya mubiri nenga naye tomanyi
agree with the body yet you don't know
era abakazi abatunula mu ndabirwa mu
kimanyi women look in the mirror you know that
ugenda wekayanya mu
you go content with yourself
no ogula n'amadagala osige
face buy lotions paint your face that wrinkles and can get out. You see, don't accept I'm not this one.
Yes, you have as well.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
Teacher
Julius Banji by name.
Kakati apostle kyayogeddeko mu butuufu.
What the apostle has spoken of indeed.
Katonda yasinga obusawo.
God is the doctor above all.
Waliwo ekintu ekibeera mu theater.
There's something in theater.
Nga batemako omuntu okuguru.
When they amputate a person's leg.
Bwe batemako okuguru okwo.
When they amputating that leg.
Yo omuntu mu bwongo obwe.
The person in their mind.
Ajukira nti okuguru kwa kulina.
They remember they have their leg.
Era nga apostle bwanyonyodde ku bwomo yomu.
Apostle was explained by the Holy Spirit.
Omuntu ono bw'otamumatiza mu bwongo obwe kumugamba.
Don't convince someone in their mind to tell them.
Okuguru bakutemyeko.
They have cut off the leg.
Ayimuka yagala kutambulirawo.
They stop, they raise up, they want to move on.
Nagezaako kubuuza ekibuuzo.
I tried to ask that question.
Omusawo n'angamba.
The doctor told me.
Nti ekyo kiba kiri ku bwongo bwe.
That is on their brain.
Ng'obwongo bwe bujjukira alina ebitundu byonna eby'omubiri.
Brain knows they have all their body parts.
Naye ng'ate alina okuddamu okubukonvinsinga.
Yet they have to convince it afresh.
Tewaliwo ekitundu.
There is a part which is missing now.
Era afune ekirala ekisobola okusupportinga ekitundu ekyo.
Get another to support that part.
Kale mu butuufu.
Now indeed.
Musomesa tiyasoma busawo naye
nkyewuunyiza. Teacher didn't study doctorate but I'm surprised.
Ekitiibwa netendo bibire mukama.
Glory back to God.
Simanyi naye ky'obadde obuuza. Okay, kaba tuwooli.
Yes.
Batuweko muzina.
Let's have another microphone.
Guweddemu amanda ogwo.
Yes, you was when you were Uganda.
Praise Jesus, my brethren.
Kino kye nsaba okubuuza.
This I'm requesting to ask.
Tulabanga omubiri ogw'omuguru.
We see that the heavenly body.
Twagufiira okuyita mu Adam.
We lost it through Adam.
Kitegeeza abantu bonna abali ku nsi.
All people on the world.
Era abaliwo baagufiirwa.
And those who are on it lost it.
Abala kye mbuuza.
But what I'm asking.
Tulaba Matayo sura y'okusatu.
We see in Matthew 3.
Nti omuntu olumala okubatizibwa.
After man is baptized.
Omwoyo mutukuvu amuleetera omubiri ogwo.
The Spirit brings them that body.
Naye mbuuza emibiri egyo gibeerayo oba bakola mikole ng'omaze okubatizibwa.
Are they in heaven or they're just made after you've been baptized?
Emibiri egyo bagikolera ku kyoto kya Mukama ekyazibwa.
Bodies are made on the golden altar of God.
Yerusalem eky'omuguru.
In the Jerusalem of heaven.
Okusinzira mu kubikulirwa mukaaga.
According to Revelation 6.
Olunyiriri okutandika olw'omwenda pa 11.
Verse 9 to 11.
Awe bakolera emibiri egyo.
Where they make those bodies from.
Biro moyo ajja nazo oba ba malaika baweereza nabo.
It comes with that body or the angels they serve with.
So kisoboka omubiri ogwo gukuwanga tonakubatizibwa.
Possible to give that body before you're baptized.
Okubatizibwa okw'amazzi.
The baptism of water.
Bw'obatizibwa n'omwoyo.
You're baptized by the Spirit.
Kisoboka okuwa omubiri ogwo.
Possible to give you that body.
Ng'omusajja yali ku musaalaba.
The man on the cross.
Muluka 23.
Luke 23.
Kubanga tebamunyika mazzi naye yabatizibwa n'omwoyo.
He must him in the water but he was baptized by the Spirit.
Kali kisoboka okubanga omuntu anaakunyikibwa mazzi.
Possible before man is immersed in water.
Ne bamuwa omubiri ogwo.
They give them that body.
Ekizibu ate ekiriwo.
But the problem which is.
Ogukumanga mulamu.
To keep it living.
Ogutaddamu kufa.
And doesn't die again.
Kubanga bwe guddamu okufa tebatawana gukuggyako.
Dies again they don't take it from you.
Osigala nagwo nga
mufu. You remain with it dead.
Paka ku lunaku lwe bakwambula ng'ofaanana bulala.
Clothe it and you look funny.
Kubanga erimu ku bikulu asatu agamba.
In Revelation 3 he says.
Abamu basigaza erinnya ery'okuba abalamu.
Some obtain the name of being alive.
So nga baddamu ne bafa.
Yet they died again.
Tubula ebiseera ebisinga Katonda aluhawo gugwa omuntu.
God takes long to give it to someone.
Okumalirako ebiseera akuwa enkyotte.
To waste time give you what you don't understand.
Enkyotte.
Tomorrow you kill it.
Kati aga mulindeko
tebuwa. No, you keep waiting.
Wanji.
Mukama yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise the Lord much.
Kabona abantu awo otusina ikale we mbadde ntandise okubuuza naye ogambye obadde onnyonnyolako n'ogamba nti Mukama tayagala kumalirako biseera.
Apostles.
Naye ndaba oyinza okusooka.
You go slow.
Oyinza okubanga walokokako.
Maybe you may have gotten saved before.
And
you prove to God indeed you're right, yes. And they are passing 10 years. And then you fall. That body. And then after you get born again. For me, it came happened on me. I got saved while young. And I loved God much. I reached a time I backslid. Then I got born again. Now, how is the stand of that body? Was it back in heaven and brought back to me again now? They had never given you that body.
God,
you can't just convince like in your things not right.
Because
God said in Ezekiel 18, the righteous man trusts the righteousness in their sin. They will die in their unrighteousness.
If you have
99 years,
91
year you sin, it dies.
It
dies, but it takes time. And they are warning you about its death.
Someone
died
in their
outward body gradually. It's a gradual death. You go faint. Life is going gradually.
And
make you dream they take you to a strange
place. Back on the stand!
Leave me, Satan! Who is he being buried?
No.
You are going. I dreamt they are burying me. You get those dreams.
Kati we no nyanga mukubanga oyinza okuba ugenda kwambula mubiri
guno
obanga kuri gwe gufa bolabo kirota no mara emyaka emirana nera ngo kyali
ona you dream same dreams like that and you don't die physical
ngoma nyoria
you know the spiritual body is
dying
and those in the world not getting it yet
nabo baterubiro te
them to dream those dreams and they buried them.
You
know that one is hell. They are heading to the hell.
They
bury you in the tomb spoken of in Job. The tomb of fire. Praise the name of the Lord.
Apostle Innocent.
Now the question there. This heavenly body, if it's been living and it dies beside the dream.
For
God has shown me that body before. It's passed like 1 or 2 years. How can I prove it's still living? The signs of that body is open.
So,
the more it is living, it demands its food.
For
they eat together with the type of food the same. Because it lights most in fruits. Of the word.
Me
as the spirit, I eat the word direct.
But
body demands most the fruits of that word.
When you
have not died physical, you are still having life in you. And you need to rise up.
What's
happened in the world, we don't even know of them.
We
were not taught before.
And we were not
disciples before. We gathered, we preached things of daily food.
We didn't
up yet, we didn't understand well.
Today
we are taught by God. And what you don't yearn for, He gives them.
So
this one is different.
Now,
Revelation 3.
Verse
1 says like this. Just be answer that question. You've asked enough questions. Revelation 3 and the verse 1.
Era eri malayika w'ekkanisa ey'omusaadi. Wandiika nti, bw'ati bw'ayogera oyo alina emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda, n'emmunyeenye musanvu, nti manya ebikolwa byo, ng'olina erinnya ery'okuba omulamu, era oli mufu.
Oridde.
Have you heard?
Alina emyoyo musanvu.
He has 7 spirits.
Maaso musanvu.
7 eyes.
Akulabula asinzira mu ekyo
nkulaba gwe. One person there I see you.
Ayinza okuba mwoyo w'okuteesa.
Maybe in spirit of counsel.
You
see, I see you are about to totally die. I saw you are already dead. Just have a name to be born again.
But you are already dead again.
Already dead again.
And
sees and it tells you.
Say,
now your middleman is dying gradually. Many times you may dream. Your next brother following you, they have died. And you begin to weep, my brother is dead. Yet your second body. Those dreams we get from them.
Just
understand them, they are so deep in there. Those who dreamt with four hands,
you
have the other body.
Now
you have four hands, yet they don't know.
Others,
I have six hands, I got them from where?
Yet the
spirit has two hands, even the middle body, even the
earth
body.
You can't
understand
it in your head.
You go very confused. See, I saw something abnormal. And looks like me.
Dreamt
your sister's dead, or your
brother,
or the one who follows you.
Messages
come heavy.
Those
past the John of heaven move by the Bible. You bring them me, I understand them. Wonder where I get the definition.
Things are many in the head.
The answer deep inside there.
So now,
we
too
want to be made by God like that.
Let's
go back and study. As we still see the inner man, the spirit, you yourself. The middle man, the living soul,
or
the living soul, heavenly body. We also see the outward man, the flesh and blood, what we call the body.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But we've been showing you, initially, as we've been given a body
in Adam,
given a body of a living soul, just as you see angels in the heavenly body.
The
body has possibility to be on the world and in heaven. It's not limited. But after we sin in the garden, what we did,
the
body was gotten from us.
We are given
flesh and blood we have today, which we have as the outward man. We grown while in this body.
We
clothed body we lost in Adam. Body we lost in Adam. What surprises? All other creations have that body. In the creations on this world. Animals have it. Insects have it. The birds, the fish. Check out, you almost see it as a fish.
Only
angels have it direct.
Emunyenye zikulina
automatically.
They have it. When
and clothe the body, they have
fallen
angels have what we call a dead soul.
A
body which died,
which
the bin of heaven, but it died.
Alien,
in which we see aliens, we shall see of it.
Dead soul.
A dead soul.
Yes, you
praise
you.
Jesus much.
Iyi, kari, katukirizo, uze. Mubuze kati kubanga, wemuna amaro kubanga muweze.
Ask now for after you've increased. Let me tell you brief.
Wemuna amaro kubanga muweze.
After you would have increased.
The
synagogue is be built in 12 homelands.
Amen.
Is it not that?
Katinga nga wali wakati.
Now, like in the middle.
There
is one speaker
built
with what will sit on it.
You hear, you write a
question
to them. They will
speak that this one has asked a question.
And there's
another behind
where
the synagogue
was in.
To sit where the micro speaker is.
You
give them
usher questions.
The one given a charge to ask is the one who receives questions.
And
the homeland which you will ask will be displayed.
Those
on the seats of burial.
Yeah.
Now you are there. We see things where they are going.
Others ask,
will we remain asking?
You
keep asking. But standard will be involved. Praise the living God. My question. We saw after creation of Adam. They brought him other helpers. First brought him creations. Two, they too first possessed the heavenly body. Yet he in seeing them.
See
not a suitable helper.
Them
too in the heavenly body.
Living soul.
Living soul.
Now
my question.
Bodies
of living soul also differ in their appearance.
Those
bodies don't differ. I told you it designs itself. And
this
is when you go in the vision. Some angels have appeared as your brethren. And you find Teacher Ronald. He tells you, where are you going? The angel of Teacher Ronald has appeared.
So,
it can design itself. I told you it has ability.
To vanish.
We are to see it. But time has left us.
The
soul can fly and go away. If
you
are in the other body, you can fly like angels.
But
that's what they have. Praise the Lord, brethren.
Pastor Mutekanga Julius.
Pastor Mutekanga Julius. Who doesn't fear Satan?
Yeah. Now
my question,
I take
it in back in Genesis
6.
We see the fallen angels. They came on this world
and
they moved up to heaven back. My question now is, they birthed in totals of men. In Revelation 6, 9 to
11, we see the
body from heaven is made from the altar of God. Angels who came to mix with daughters of men, and they got a body like of human beings. How did they do it to go back? After doing those acts they committed.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You know, we saw them in Daniel. They make bodies for them.
Ages
in Genesis 6, what they did. They made an outer man for themselves, got a middle man for themselves. In time of going back, they unclothed the outer man. Flesh and blood, they unclothed it. They go back.
Then
you get problem with
someone.
The war which made them that happened after the resurrection of Jesus.
Still had
real angels without problem. And when he comes here,
he makes
a body like of human
being.
Three steps with himself.
Spirit is in,
he has the heavenly body. He has the earthly body.
Now
when floods came, they unclothed this body outwards.
Sweet.
And they go up to heaven. What happened beginning of AD? After the death and resurrection of Jesus, and they chased them from there.
But
the war affected them much. Thank you so much. My question on right where we are.
These
three people in one, these three men, we understood that the body without the spirit is dead. But what causes and to see that the spirit is governing the body, yet
when
man is found that the body is consuming their life, what concerns unrighteousness, even the power of the body,
is
much than the spirit. Yet when the spirit is not in the body, the body is dead.
The spirit
is fed the word. It's the word. Overcome the body. What causes? What power did body put in the body? Of which means the spirit can shut down. Rulership is on the food you eat. Strength of food
messed
up the body much. Your spirit seem to eat small.
Yeah,
those who don't even eat. The food we eat.
Bible
speaks of the power in the word. It speaks of the strength of the food. Now the body eats much. It is so strong. And eats whatever they want. And they keep copying. Now your spirit, where they get wickedness, they have no food to empower them. Now you eat and you're fighting. The
more
you eat, what the battle is moving on.
Amen.
You gain strength in the word.
No,
and you rest on the body. It's upon food. In the kings, they told prophet Elijah.
This
food go in the strength of the food. The Psalms 90 says,
the strength
of food adds years.
Forget
the weakness. Spirit doesn't eat its food of the word.
Well,
Amos tells us that there will be famine and thirsty.
eaten food.
Newankubadde
okunywa amazzi naye kuwulira kigambo ani agirumwa. Who gets that famine and thirsty?
Kati omuntu atali omusuubira kubala mangi.
Do you expect them to get which strength?
Olaba bw'olidde bannanga olina amaanyi kati ofaafagana ne mubiri
mubinnyo the body so much.
Naye atanali ayinza
ki? What can they do?
Wejjukire nga
tolya. You remember before you had eaten any word.
Omubiri nga ugamba tuwemule.
Body cells speak vulgar. You release it.
Wemara ngo byogero omwoyo ne guga ne gunakuwa.
With grieves.
Njogedde bya.
Why have I spoken this?
Ninga nencha waluwa manyira
agajja. Tomorrow another strength comes to you, do that.
Olojukira olina nakuwagira
wabwe. Even have a supporter outward.
Satan ni mamaleka
baba. Satan and his fallen angels.
Bawagira omubiri nete bawagira nkomo yoku ate bakwata.
They supported the people they never connect.
Obuwagizo olina bungi.
You have much support.
Ngo omubiri.
As the body.
Ate nawe olya nnyo.
And you too eat much.
Ufuna amanya agakumala.
Strength enough.
Ngo oyagalola bo omoyo omubiri nga guweddemu amanya.
The body lost strength.
Butandika obutalya.
You begin not to eat.
N'okutegeera oba tukyayiya.
Even you no more can understand.
Otandika tegeera mu nsi yamwe.
To understand the spiritual world.
Ng'olaba ovuddemu.
You see, you've checked out. The body is weak. It's not to eat. You begin to struggle. Give me passion fruit. And you put it, you vomit it. And now you have it. But don't inflict pain on the
you
still clothing it.
But
strength is in food.
Rabango moyo kugutwala
gaye
enjaleta niko kuluba.
When you begin to get hungry,
moyo nga kuchatuna lenga.
The spirit is still looking but the body he said we are not seeing.
Oyina nokulota ngo vude mofuba kumbe moyo
cooking, yet the spirit is the one
kagati ye mubiri ali wali
kasikyategeraga. I don't more understand it.
Erao neva bwenzi ne bakuletera maraya yo
nga kutere okuba ne baga
iyo jigadane
ko you have sex with it
mubiri kugara
era we cannot leave me alone.
Ah kas omusuja kukwata
malaria gets you.
Appetite yo bwenzi yo nacho
appetite over doubt fornication goes. It remains eating. My God. After eating. Where are we going?
Kungana.
Fellowship. I want to sleep.
Let's
go in the word. The body said, "Leave me." I feel I'm
sick.
It has no use. John 6:63 says,
"The
flesh profits nothing. The spirit, what profits for it brings life."
They
had to trouble you.
You ask where
it gets strength, it's food. You give it food, you will see.
Don't you see
Golola and the kickboxing, that's the food he eats.
Food,
one of the problem of the body. The first one. And takes it as a dose of medicine.
You
have to take a dose of morning breakfast.
And lunch,
as you take medicine, is prescribed 3 times. And they supper, even food like that. Rise up when it is
right.
Taken all
the water.
Bring food here.
Kagala ate mwoyo ate n'oguyamba gufuna emmere ate gufuna emmere ate negutandika
okutambula. If you're eating balanced food,
let's
eat and you go beyond spirits of people which disappear within the body.
And
the spirit cannot lift a leg to be free. The leg is not flexible anymore. You find them walk like a duck like that. The spirit suffers with the body. Time is up for asking.
Praise
Jesus, brethren.
When God's
revealed us the three steps, the spirit,
soul,
the soul,
then no mobili guno.
In this body. My question is on the spirit. I want to ask you into scriptures. Ecclesiastes 12. Which speaks of the head of silver. Speaks of the ribs. It speaks of different parts. On it.
And they
come in Zechariah, chapter 5. They explain it's like a bullet.
Now,
I want to explain in the midst of those two scriptures. If it's like a bullet, it's covered within that, it's covered in it. That we shall see it.
We've
seen how the spirit looks like.
We are
still differentiating it.
What
gives it its image?
Soul and body.
Soul and body. The soul and the body.
After
we
shake
them, we get back for it.
So he's
still studying
it.
There came another look like
it,
it's the outward man. Another look like
middle
it,
man.
Middle man.
Meme.
Soul.
One
of us put them aside.
Come
back to see the spirit well. We shall begin from there. In the Genesis 2, verse
7.
That our beginning
Adam,
on Adam,
the
spirits of being covered bodies,
were
given a body called living soul, the heavenly body.
Journey
of giving us commands,
where
we lost it and they gave us flesh and blood.
Genesis 2:15-17.
The Genesis 3, verse 1-10.
Touched
the tree, they took away that body from us. The living soul, the heavenly body, gave us flesh and blood.
Remember when you read 1 Corinthians 15:45.
First man Adam became a living soul.
Thus
we meant to be like that. The glorious body. Yet we lost it.
So
shall add on from there.
You
move on to know it.
Adam,
as the spirit was not just being created.
He
was there from above the heavens.
We have
unclothed bodies of there, left them there.
Our
spirits brought in the four living creatures. Even Adam was gotten from there.
Molten
on the first body. The living soul. When sin manifested, they took that body from him. They gave him flesh and blood. We groan, be given back the other body.
It's
not for everlasting, if not clothe it. All we shall end up
sure.
Our redemption shows when we prove we've been redeemed, the redemption of our bodies. All we're meant to have them.
negitufaako mu Adamu.
Lost them in Adam.
Balumi kyagamba munana.
Romans 8 say.
Nti okusonyiwa kwebibi byaffe.
Forgiveness of our sins.
Kwekunulibwa kwembiri byaffe.
Redemption of our bodies.
Ejiriwa.
Which bodies?
Yali munaye gyatufaako.
Those we had lost.
Kasubire katusomeke kyandi kuwekyo katona.
Let's briefly read that scripture.
Katuve kulwabiri mwesatu.
Let's come from verse 23.
Balumi munana.
Romans 8.
Balumi esura y'omunana onyolwabiri mwesatu.
Romans 8 verse 23.
Era si ekyo kyokka, naye era naffe abalina ebibala ebibereberye eby'omwoyo, era naffe tusinda munda yaffe nga tulindirira okufuuka abaana, kwe kununulibwa kw'emibiri gyaffe.
Owulira nti tusinda.
We groan.
Nga twagala tufuuka abaana. Ekituzaayo fuuka abaana.
Why go back be children?
Nga tuzze emibiri gyaffe egy'ekitiibwa.
Gone back in our glorious bodies.
Ng'emibiri gyaffe ginunulibwa kubanga mu Adamu ffenna mwe gyabalirwa nti
gifudde. Adam, we all appear to have lost them.
Emibiri egyo egy'omugulu.
Those heavenly bodies.
Giyitibwa emmeeme
nnyo. Called the living soul.
Era wokakasiza ndi kati okufuusa omwana owaddala
namuna
omubiri ogwo
bagukuddiza
kati ng'olina sipiriti
gw'omuntu w'omwona
ng'olina emmeeme
ennamu
omubiri oguva mu
ggulu
era ng'olina omubiri
n'omusaayi w'okungulu
naye bwo obutonde ekirungi
bwobulinnga
bwe tujja okweyongera mukama akuwa omukisa
webale
kujja
thank you for coming.